Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Woo! Welcome back in the midday show. Andy and Randy. Abe Gordon in for Andy Bunker. Going to get to the Braves in just a moment. NBA Finals at 1:20. And, of course, the AMA to end the show, to end the hour coming your way. As well, this hour is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. A couple returns in Major League Baseball. Fascinating stuff. Randy, I had on the rundown. We didn't get to it earlier, but Roky Sasaki, yes. The Dodgers' young arm.
Yeah.
They had some setbacks.
He's the one just came over, right?
He just came over. He had some weird stuff because of service time and all that.
Right, it
was weird. He hadn't pitched in a couple of months,
right. But
he had a setback. He's having his shoulder looked at again, and they're essentially going to shut him down.
Yeah.
How about this, though?
Yeah, I just wrote it down. Oh, Shohei.
Coming back
tonight. Yes.
Now, he's going to be used as an opener. So,
right. One
inning, if it goes well, maybe a second inning.
Right.
But it's obviously the first step on becoming a full-time member of that rotation. So, Shohei comes back tonight.
They need it. I saw Kershaw had a nice start over there. I think I saw 12 strikeouts away from the 3,000 club. And I was going back to this Devers thing, like, why would they trade him? They just beat the Yankees. Aaron Judge is like ass.
He was
all
one for 12 in the series.
9 strikeouts.
Yeah.
So you go and you have this big win. Now, I know there was a whole lot of junk about him wanting to be a third baseman and you bring another guy in and then he don't want to switch to first base
right. And
everything like that. But yet you still trade him. I got a buddy of mine who's a Red Sox fan, and he texts me. Because I don't know why he assumes, because I work in sports radio here, that I know what the hell they're doing up there.
Right.
So yeah.
So,
can you call up there, Randy? Do you know anybody in Boston you could talk to about this? I'm like, I don't. What the hell are you talking about, my boy? He's like, they just traded Devers. I was like, yeah, I see that. He's like, well, we need some answers. I was like,
why
are you calling out to Atlanta to find answers for you in Boston?
Is Wiggins up there?
Yeah, my boy Wiggy up there.
Yeah, get him up. Get him on the phone.
That's why I should say. I should have gave Wiggy's number. Call Wiggy. All right, and ask Wiggy what's going on up there. But yeah, they just swept the Yankees, and then you get rid of your best hitter.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason. All right.
For, by the way, not the best return of all time. And I think that's part of the discussion as well. I think that they just got tired of it.
It could be. Yeah,
I think that's part of it. You want to go like conspiracy theory?
It's Monday.
A lot of people think that he needs money to pay the dude that Liverpool just signed.
Well, that's a very interesting thing.
That's what we're going with.
I think he's had $150 million transfer fees.
Something like that.
Yeah.
The Red Sox owner needs to get Devers' money off the books to pay for the soccer player?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Do they need money like that?
No, he's got money.
No, Liverpool got plenty of bread.
Maybe they all got money. Under a budget.
But the thing about it was that I saw that also, and I did not believe it. I didn't buy into it at all. But that's a nice conspiracy.
You want to have fun?
If you want to have fun, if you want to talk some of these Red Sox fans off of the ledge, I would. That's not a bad way to. Hey, man, listen here, man. All right, my soccer team makes more money for me than y'all. They just actually won a championship for me. Okay, sorry, guys.
Yeah, no, I mean that's fair.
I mean, they do weird stuff anyways. They got rid of their cornerstone player, Mookie Betts, and I think they just let Mookie walk. It wasn't no, well, maybe he might sign you or something like that. Like, no, go about your business, Mook. But yeah, it's just a weird thing. And then you look at the Giants. You were saying like the guy who was in there as far as one of the people that came. That are going back to Boston. He was supposed to start last night against the Dodgers.
Yeah, Kyle Harrison.
Yeah.
And Jordan Hicks is also in the rotation. And he came up. I don't even remember. Jordan Hicks came up like as this fireballer, 102. Right. And it has kind of calmed down a little bit as it does with most starters. But the other bit of interesting news is that the Giants weren't the only team talking with the Red Sox. There were reports that three other teams were in communication with the Red Sox. One of them being the Braves.
I don't believe that.
I just don't know to what extent the conversation is real versus like, yeah. You call up and ask what it would take,
we're talking
right?
We're about these cheap ass. So do you think the Braves probably said.
I think you ask.
But y'all got to pay $200 of that contract or something like that. I'm pretty sure they tried to do some cheap stuff.
I think you ask. Yeah, I mean, fine.
I'm pretty sure they asked some cheap stuff, man. I do not believe. Well,
hey, Boston, I hear you're tired of this guy.
It's hard for me to believe that the Braves inquired. I said they made an offer that they actually called. That Alex called the Red Sox.
What do you think the nonsense offer the Braves made was?
They probably told
Ozuna them. For Devers, straight up.
Yeah, and y'all.
Who says no?
And y'all pay $200 of that $250. Yeah, y'all pay $200 of that $250. We'll take on $50 million of it, and y'all just there's no way. I cannot believe. I don't believe.
I'm just telling you what's reported. Man.
I don't believe that.
I tend to agree.
The Braves,
with you.
Of yeah, all I, teams. They don't want to pay their own guys. Yeah.
I don't see how it be. I don't see how it was a serious discussion. Yeah. I tend to agree.
I can't
with
buy
you.
That.
All right, let's continue with the Braves. They lost 2 of 3 over the weekend. The most important story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatments for joint pain. Boom!
It's just like sustaining a drive with the offense.
Yes.
We're just having a hard time doing that. We'll have a couple of games, and we had up till today, you know, I think we had four out of five. We're really good, and so kind of – We're starting to click here and get this thing rolling, and we just can't get off the mat and put anything together for an extended period of time and we haven't all year.
They won the series, which was good, but that yesterday just felt like kicking the nuts.
Well,
it did.
Couple things here.
It did.
Would it have a different feel to the series if you had, say, lost game one and won 2 and 3?
No.
Or even if you lost 2?
No.
Is it the fact that you're leaving on a loss that
no.
Does that hurt a little bit more, or
no,
is it just
the
all the way?
It's the fact that this dude had 15 damn strikeouts, and you gave up, and you lost by 9 runs because your offense can't get nothing going.
And the bullpen,
Damn bullpen, number 61. But that's but still, the talk about it.
Remember, we wanted to make him our closer?
I don't never remember that.
You remember that last week?
It never came out of this guy's mouth. But I'm looking at it from a standpoint where, okay, yeah, the offense, they get nothing going. They did not. But to lose the way you lost, because that dude was spinning it yesterday. What's it called? Austin Powers, that's his name?
Kenny Powers?
Kenny Powers, yeah, him.
Yeah, so Grant Holmes. Grant Holmes again.
Sick and tired of carrying all the weight.
And that's what he did yesterday. Let's see. Only Randy Johnson. Well, no, there's a few. But the most ever losses with 15-plus Ks in the game was Randy Johnson. He had 7 losses like that.
But, I'm Kenny Powers!
Yeah, well, he was really good.
Look, I hope I'm wrong about this. There's a chance this is the only 15-strikeout game in Grant Holmes' career.
Yes.
And you guys lost 10-1 to the worst team in baseball with a chance to sweep ahead of a series with the Mets in which you needed to get hot for.
Everything that we talked about Friday before we left.
Started happening.
Offense, bam. Spencer Strider mowing them down.
Go.
And then we said, well, Chris Sale, we decided to say that Chris Sale will do what he does. But they scratched him.
Yeah.
So he can be ready for this Mets game, this Mets series. And then you replace him with this guy who comes in and mows down 15 freaking dudes. And you can't get whatever.
You got one.
Yeah,
one run. One run. And Brian Snicker, again, kind of at a loss for words, just says all he does is pencil in the lineup.
The only thing I can try is shuffling lineups.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully maybe different looks. But, yeah, just what – that's why this is such a tough game to play. It's not easy. These guys make it look easy. They're really good. They're the best in the world at what they do. And anything can happen on any given day. And these guys, they work hard. They care. They do everything right. But this is a tough game.
What the hell? It is a tough game. Yeah, there is no easy fix to it other than saying, play better.
The biggest problem for me, because I think to an extent he's right. Like we just saw the Yankees get swept. I think – downturns happen. I think you have teams and really good offenses. The Dodgers lost a series. It happens where a team doesn't show up on a given day. Here's the problem. I don't feel with the Braves like that's the exception as much as I need to, right?
Yeah.
Like that's what the real issue is we're not surprised that the offense, after two straight wins in which you totaled 16 runs in games one and two of the series, we're not surprised the offense didn't show up in the third game.
No.
And when you're going into a stretch now, again, off tonight, you've got 13 straight against NL East opponents, 10 of those against the Mets and Phillies, 7 of your next 10 are against the Mets
alone. This is your season right here.
It is your season. And again, we're talking more about this tomorrow. You needed to be red hot coming into this game tomorrow. And it felt like you lost a lot of momentum with that Game 3 loss. I did find it interesting. Luke Williams, who we've seen as a pinch runner, who we've seen as a late-inning defensive replacement when they double-switch with Drake Baldwin, he threw a scoreless inning at the end of this thing. So
I saw a clip with Smoltz who was talking about non-pitchers pitching. It's a shame. It is a shame. I was like, yeah, it is. It's a clown show, man. But
you know how badly a game has to be out of hand?
Exactly.
And you had that happen in a game where your starter went into the seventh inning
with 15 freaking strikeouts.
And you still had to use an infield player to pitch. That's crazy.
God.
All right. You got more Braves.
15 freaking strikeouts.
We'll have more Braves for you.
9 damn runs. Only this Braves team.
We'll have more Braves for you throughout the week, but for the most comprehensive coverage of Major League Baseball, turn to Braves insider Grant McCauley every Sunday on From the Diamond on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Grant will have the latest Braves news, exclusive interviews, and analysis that you can only get there on From the Diamond. This week's show right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Sunday at 5 p.m., brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today. From the Diamond with Grant McCauley, who's going to join us on Wednesday. But From the Diamond is on Sunday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. When we come back, NBA Finals, we'll get you set for tip tonight going down in Oklahoma City. I think it's win or go home for the Pacers. I just don't see how they win the series if they don't win tonight. We'll get some breakdown on what really matters in tonight's game on the other side. It's Abe in for Andy on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back in the Midday Show, 92.9 The Game. Abe Gordon in for Andy Bunker this week.
What is this?
It's Iron Man by Black Sabbath.
Oh, okay, there it is. Oh, yeah. Okay, all right, you won me over with
that. That caught me off guard.
Yeah, caught me. I was like, what the, hold on.
I just assumed you were in.
No, I could like, it takes a minute. Yeah. It takes a minute. It's like
the build.
I know.
When it's the instrumental part, it's the instrumental. So okay. The I am Iron Man part's not in there. So
couple things I want to mention just before we get back into the NBA Finals. I'm really excited for the game tonight. It's perfect game because the Braves have off. So you're talking about like A1 TV action with volume tonight for the NBA Finals. That stuff matters for me. I don't know what to tell you.
A1 what?
A1 TV action with volume.
When you say action, I think.
UGA Women track and field championship team title, 73 points. They're way out ahead of second place USC, who had 47 points. They won the title in the high jump. They won in the 400 meters. They won the 4x400. And then kind of to kick the scoring off, UGA won the hammer throw as well. So this was something I was looking at. There's a website I follow called Flow Track.
Okay.
They do a lot of amateur sports. There's a Flow Wrestling, Flow this, Flow that. So Flow Track, F-L-O. Track, and they had some predictions heading into the event that said, I think like four of their seven or five of their seven predicted UGA would win the team title. And so I was kind of tuned up to what UGA had going before the meet started. And so some really incredible stuff there from the Lady Bulldogs track and field team.
Yeah, man, I'm excited for them. I didn't know anything about it until later on yesterday when I saw a lot of people tweeting about it. So yeah, congratulations to those. I would have thought they would have won one by now, but it's usually back.
I think they had won an indoor, if I remember correctly. Always, but this is their first outdoor.
Yeah, you know, me growing up, it was always about late as far as ladies track. Excuse me, it was LSU, it was Texas.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
Yeah, for sure.
For UGA to get that thing, congratulations to the Lady Dogs, because that's another trophy. That's another banner.
And so they got they had women's indoor and outdoor tennis, I believe. They also won equestrian. I think it's the first time in a long time that they have won four different individual team national championships.
Nice.
So that goes along with some of the other sports, obviously, having success as well. So congratulations there. Also picking up a big victory over the weekend. J.J. Spaun at the U.S. Open. He goes birdie on 17 and 18. He wins this one by two strokes at one under. Heads off Robert McIntyre, who got into the clubhouse at plus one. Really cool scenes there. Again, whether you liked how the course played or hated how the course played, the putt on 18, the longest putt made at the tournament all week long.
Unbelievable.
Just incredible imagery. On Father's Day, he's got his two daughters there.
Beautiful babies.
To win. And so really cool stuff. And again, it just because of the Polynesian stuff, we were kind of tuned in.
Yeah.
You were tuned in early
but
in the event.
But the thing about it is because – you know, you are automatically just waiting. Just like most of these big golf tournaments, after the first day, you're like, oh, so who the hell is that guy that's leading
right.
the pack? And why is this guy all the way back? And he just stayed consistent and everything, went into yesterday in third place, I think it was, and was able to just stay there and stay there. Now he needs some help because somebody kind of choked a little bit.
Well, let's talk about the start that he got off to an atrocious start.
But I'm just saying, but he had help too.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, everyone fell back to him for a while, and then he got going.
And then he got going. But yeah, that birdie on 18, because you would be excited if he taps it in, if he was a dub. Yeah, all right, he won it. But the way how far it was and how online it was, it drops in, goes crazy. And it was just would you put this in like the Cinderella category? No,
I don't think so. He's had a couple. Remember, he lost the Players in that playoff with Rory. He had another second place finish earlier in the year. He's kind of been building toward this. J.J. Spaun has. You want an interesting take? The pace that putt had. If he misses,
it's going to keep rolling.
If he missed the putt, like he didn't. He didn't play it safe to two-putt. He went after
it.
If he misses that putt, it's not an easy comeback.
Yeah.
It's not a gimme to win the tournament. So just incredible scenes, though. And, again, to win this on Father's Day. I think he bogeyed like five of the first whatever holes there. He had a terrible start shot.
But he looked like most of the people that were there. Most of the golfers that were there. It was just like, we talked about it. I'm all for trying to make it a little more difficult, I guess. But to a point where it's just, you know.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, I don't know, man. I enjoyed it.
Whatever. You can have that. Be challenging. Be and challenge professional. I agree with that part. But when you have just one person, one person, the guy who actually won it, come on, man.
I think the one difference I would make is because I like when a course is hard. I like when it punishes a poor shot.
Okay, I get all that.
I think one of the bigger issues for me, and you and I were kind of talking about it earlier, like, if you were only a little bit off from your ideal shot, you were punished in a significant way. I think being 2 feet off of the fairway is one thing. You put a light rough there. But if you're 2 feet off, it shouldn't feel like you missed the fairway by a country mile.
Right.
And I think it sometimes – same thing with the green. The rough and the fescue was right there off of the green. You really got punished at times. So I can understand – a shot that's not that bad, still being punished a little bit too much, but there you go. All right, NBA playoffs, the NBA finals, and I guess I kind of want to just start here, just a general overlook of the finals. I didn't think they would be this good. I didn't think the series itself would be this good.
Because you fell into that damn perception.
Yeah.
You fell into, it's just Indiana, OKC.
By the way, I still don't know how the Pacers are winning games.
Because the Pacers are... Go back and look at the second half of the season. They were second best team in the NBA behind the team that they're playing in the NBA Finals. It's not – if you go back and look at one of my boys, Deuce Bell, say,
look at the numbers.
It will show you that they've been one of the best teams in basketball. They've hit their stride. They're well coached. They got a closer.
They got a closer, and I think that's –
And then it also helps that you had other – things. You know, you have the injured Cavs. I still think they probably beat the Cavs. You got a run-down, worn-down Knicks team.
Well, the Boston thing,
it's not their fault. I mean, the Knicks ended up beating Boston, but I still think, remember, they were up when Tatum went down.
And right. So, I don't want to rewrite that
still,
history.
No, we're not going to do that. But I still think that, you know, this series, I thought it was going to be a good series. I just thought OKC would eventually win in five. But this has been one where you look at how Indiana's playing. I mean, they're doing – you look at the – we talk about Shea in the fourth quarter of game four. That was the best defense they played. They looked like OKC defense in that quarter also.
They held the Pacers to 18, yes, I think.
They looked like themselves defensively in that fourth quarter, along with what Shea did, but that's what they looked like. And it seems like when we talked about Indiana – they took them out of what they do, mm-hmm. You know. And so now it's all about whose number two guy plays best tonight. J-Dub or it depends on what night Siakam or Halley.
Siakam.
Yeah, it depends on what night.
Right.
Yeah, it depends on what night. But, I mean, if they go back, because we talked already about, you know, the Thunder did a great job, first of all, of getting Shai Gilgeous rest because he was playing first quarters. This game, they took him out, gave him a breather so he could be fresh down the stretch in the fourth. They let J-Dub bring the ball up, let him run the offense and everything. Shea had no assists because it was not in the cards for him to have any. You're going to go score. We're going to get you up. We're going to get the – first of all, we're going to get them off of you from having to – because even though it's not a lot of ball pressure, the fact that you got to bring the ball up, spin over and over again, they took that aspect.
Did they kind of take that out of the Pacers playbook a little bit? Because
yes.
At times, Halley hasn't been primary.
Yeah.
And now the Thunder, I don't know if it's just by default. They say that works for them. Let's see how it does for us.
Yes.
And as you mentioned, Jalen Williams had 27 in the game four win. SGA had 35. 15 of those 35 in the final 5 minutes of that game. Chet Holmgren had his best game of the series, 14 points, yes. 15 boards.
Yes.
Alex Caruso had 20 points, and it's one of those things. We talk about this, at least I talk about it. Maybe it's a lazy discussion, but role players on the road.
Yep.
And OKC's role players on the road, Chet, Caruso, among others, stepped up. And at the same time, some of the role players we'd seen step up for the Pacers maybe didn't as much. And so now we're sitting in it tonight. It's in Oklahoma City. It's a situation where – I know it's dumb to say must win because they're not eliminated if they lose.
Right.
But
it's
such a tough argument for me to make that if the Pacers don't win tonight, they're going to win back-to-back games, including one more back on the road in Game 7. I think OKC, if you had to tell me one of these teams is going to be able to win Game 6 and Game 7 after losing tonight, it would be OKC.
I would think so, too. I would think so also. But with that being said, this has been it's been a great series in my opinion. But again, people always want to poo-poo ratings and markets and all those things. Look at the team. I know there's not an exciting player, but there's some good players, and Shea's one of the best players in the world.
I mean,
this dude is just that cold-blooded. Do they go with the same approach? Because one of the biggest things about this series has been the different counters to what somebody just did in the previous game. So, but role players play better at home. Caruso, again, he played good in their one win, and OKC had like 26 or something, I think. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, he won't do that again. Well, he had 20. And his 20 was so big in his last game because it kept pace with the Pacers.
Until SGA was ready to roll.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm fascinated. I really am. It should be a great game. And again, Randy, A1 TV action going on there with volume tonight there at the Abe Gordon Ford TV household. The other TV will be on College World Series. LSU's game, I think, is tonight, so I'll keep an eye on that one. Coastal Carolina, by the way, just keeps rolling.
Yeah, man.
So they're one more win away from the championship series there. Is Coastal Carolina. So NBA playoffs front and center as well. You can be front and center. As we come back here, the Midday Show, AMA to wrap the show. Give us a call. Any question, any topic, the AMA is next. 404-726-0929 if you want to get in line. Again, 404-726-0929 to ask myself, Randy, or Bo a question. It's the Midday Show. Coming back in 5 minutes, 6 minutes on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the midday show. Somebody's not on their job right now, but it is that time of the show.
I was going to do my old job.
You were going to do your old job? I'm like, what are you doing, dog?
I was going to see if you needed help.
You're on this side of the damn glass today,
Abe. Screening calls.
Yeah, you're on this side of the glass today, Abe.
How far did you get? Did you do the Reliable Heating and Air? Because this hour is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. And, of course, the AMA brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. Got a couple lines open here on a Monday if you want to get in. 404-726-0929. Any topic, any question, go ahead and jump on in. I did get one on social media. We'll get to that in just a moment as well. But we start things off line one. We've got Mo in Columbus. What's up, Mo?
Fellas. So, look, I've been having this debate with a couple of my homeboys, and we've been talking about Jordan. Now, Randy, I know you don't like the GOAT conversation, so I'm not going to bring the GOAT conversation into it. But I feel like Kobe don't get as much respect as he should if he's the closest thing to Jordan. My question is, if Kobe and LeBron actually had met up in the finals and Kobe beat LeBron in the finals back when they had the puppet stuff, do you think Kobe would get more respect? And what's a slept-on musical group that you don't think a lot of people know about. Mine is little brother out of Carolina.
Very good time. Okay. I don't care. I think Kobe's great.
Yeah. The GOAT thing is kind of a tough.
LeBron is great. Michael is great. So who cares? That's my. As I told you, man, that stop letting these talk shows formulate your mind about sports.
Randy, we're going to need whoever you to power rank them, please.
Whoever you care about. If you think Kobe was better than LeBron, then you say Kobe's better than LeBron, all right? But goodness gracious, who cares? They never played each other.
No, well, that's the other.
They never played each other. And LeBron will tell you that he messed it up because they lost to the Magic because they had all the puppets and everything like that. I would have loved to see that series.
Don't think that you're wrong, however you feel, or someone else is right, however they feel. Like, if you make your argument for whatever reason, like, you're probably making a – like, it's one thing – like, you can't come here and say, like, I don't know, say someone whack. you mentioned Sam Cassell earlier. You can't come and say Sam Cassell has an argument to be the GOAT.
Exactly.
But, like, there are five or six, seven guys that you could probably argue.
I don't say nothing about that word, that animal, because I don't give a damn. And I think when they start – when the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
We already know where this is going.
Do you have a music group you think is just kind of underrated to an extent?
Oh, man. Oh, 112. Yes. I think 112 is one of the most underrated R&B groups ever. Them and Drew Hill.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, it's – I think underrated is tough because some have like a regional reach.
No,
I'm not talking about –
Abe, just answer the question, dog. Don't dissect it. Just answer the question.
I don't have a good answer.
Leave it alone. You're like, well, regionally wise and all that.
Well, answer the question. Well, because there are some groups who are known here in Atlanta that, like, when you live in Cleveland, they don't – like – I think Young Dro is under.
Dro was great.
Underrated.
It was great. You know,
I think Jeezy's underrated. Like, it's just, yeah. Hey, I'll go with Jeezy. How about that?
How do you know the ranking on a national level, though?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Like,
I know we've talked about this before. Like, it's shocking how different music is in different parts of the country, but not even how different it is, like, how far behind parts of the country is compared to like Atlanta. Like when I was listening to hip hop in high school and college, and then I lived in Indiana, like it'd be like 2 or 3 months before like a song that was hot in Atlanta would like first reach Indiana. I didn't know that was possible. It was like getting DVDs from Romania. You know what I mean? Like they just got this movie and it's like Men in Black. You just got Men in Black. It's 2009, you know, whatever. That's how it was with music in Indiana. It was very weird. Got a question on social here from Chris. He says, other than Leave Me the Blank Alone, what would you put on a honey-do list for your wife?
Oh, man. I ain't answering this question, Chris. You're even getting me in trouble. We don't talk nothing negative about wives. Anything you want to do, beautiful.
Simple.
That's it.
Walk the dog. Walk Nico.
No, she walks Nico anyway. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Like, she don't, like, only thing that she does, and she knows this, that just really just is book trips while on trips.
That's not on the list. That's take off of the list. Though. Yeah, that might be a stop doing
book
this.
Book trips on trips is the worst
That's
thing
where ever. The deals are, Randy.
Yeah, I know, but I'm like, I'm in the middle of chilling and enjoying this vacation. I ain't ready to talk. I don't
spending need, next November's
I don't
money.
Start. Talking about another vacation. So, yeah, there it is.
404-726-0929 if you want to get online, in line there for the AMA. Bo, do we have a couple of a whole
I got one.
Socials?
From,
what do we got?
From Kyle and Sonoy. Are Bo and Abe any good at Mario Kart?
Great question. I think I'm certainly on the Wii. Specifically on the Wii, I think I'm probably the best at the cluster here at Odyssey on Mario Kart Wii.
The Odyssey cluster, all four radio stations.
How do you figure that?
Just because of what I do, what I
but
used
you're going
to
limit it to the Wii, which is not even sold anymore.
Yeah, no. I agree. I haven't raced on the Switch. I don't pretend to presume that my skills transfer over to the Switch. My knowledge of the tracks, My.
Did you really just say of the cluster, you're the best at a Wii game?
At Mario Kart Wii. Yeah, I think I am. But I don't think it's not the same on the Switch. The game mechanics are a little different. The tracks are a little bit different. I don't pretend it transfers over, but like, I feel pretty good that if we had Mario Kart Wii, I would
Gordon,
dust everyone.
Best at Mario Kart Wii.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Wii Tennis, yeah, too, while you're at it.
Yeah.
All I can say to answer that question is that I am the best at Mario Kart in my family.
Yeah. I mean, and that's
I've never played anybody outside.
Anybody. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's just going to just make that assumption that he's the best Wii player at the cluster.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll beat me because I
four radio stations.
Because I never played it before.
I feel pretty good about it. I feel pretty good about it. I mean, look, we joke about Dylan, and I've watched him stream. I've watched him race Mario Kart. He's certainly not better than me. Like, he's not in the discussion.
But Dylan plays on Switch, right?
Yeah, yeah. But
so by looking at his skills, you don't wow.
Some of the same tracks that were on the Wii are on the Switch. His lack of knowledge, just on its own, he's not a threat.
Now, on top, to add some lanyard to this question, shout out to my guy. So we do a fantasy football draft once a year, all right, and play Beerio Kart, where you have to start with three beers or one beer, and you have to finish it at some point. You got to stop, drink the beer. I forget how the rules work, but it's a lot of fun. And, yeah.
Like, per race, you have one beer?
You start with a you got to stop and kill your beer at some point during the race, meaning your car has to physically stop.
Now, here's the problem with me is now I'm thinking about.
So you got
to
pick your spots.
Yeah, I'm thinking
as to
about
when you're
strategy.
Drink your beer. Do you stop and drink parts of the beer, or do you drink it all at once and let everybody just kind of.
Assuming you can chug at that time, you just do it immediately at the start of the race because the further back you are, the better power up you get. So you might get a bullet bill
you're
that
saying,
brings you. You don't want to do
you're
it
saying
late.
Saying kill the beer at the beginning of the race.
Yeah, because if you're just in 12th place. And then you hit the block and you get a power up. Bullet Bill is going to take you back to like fourth or fifth, and now it's game on, and you don't have to stop anymore.
What?
Now
this
strategy. This is we on the N64. This is we on the N64. I don't think Bullet Bill catches you up on the N64.
It sure does something for you. 404-726-0929. The midday AMA. We got Bobo in Rome. What's going on, Bobo?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Doing well, man. What's going on?
I was just going to tell y'all happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
I hope y'all had a good weekend.
Thank you, Bobo.
Yeah, man, no problem. My question I was going to ask you, who's your favorite running back from Georgia? I really like Nick Chubb. He's from close by, but Gurley was my favorite.
I can't be
hope
mad.
Hope y'all have a good day.
Appreciate it, Bobo. Can't be mad at that. My favorite running back at Georgia was my main man, Garrison Hurst. Garrison Hurst, Robert Edwards, my favorite running backs, followed by Nick Chubb, obviously Todd Gurley, and probably Musa. Love Musa.
Mm.
Love Musa Smith.
Yeah.
And Sonny Michel. And
so I was going to bring him up.
I love Sonny Michel.
I was going to bring up Sonny Michel, yes, too. I think he's in that discussion,
yes,
for me. Boy, was he. It just felt when you needed him to be
a
mismatch,
play.
He was going to be.
Yeah,
and so there was that. We got Vance in Decatur line two. What's going on, Vance?
What's up, gentlemen? Randy, this one's for you. You should know this guy. I was a member at Bears Best up in Suwannee, and I played golf one day with this guy. He was freaking nicest man you've ever met. You know, like big old teddy bear. They called him Mr. Monday Night, NFL Monday Night Football. You know who he is?
Sure. They called him Mr. Monday Night?
Yep. John Madden named him Mr. Monday Night Football.
Oh, I can't even think of that one, bro. Give me another hint.
All right. First name's Nate.
Okay.
Wayne.
Okay. All right. No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like if I keep repeating something, I was going to say something I got nobody to say. Like how Bart used to do Mo. Yeah, that's where that might have seemed like. That conversation was going right there.
A couple lines open still.
Yeah, that's where that sounded like that was going.
404-726-0929 if you want to ask Randy a question, ask myself or Bo a question as well. Abe Gordon here filling in for Andy Bunker. Andy's out this week. We'll be back next week. We got Connor in Sandy Springs. What's going on, Connor?
Yes, sir. Randy, what's going on with this Nintendo talk?
I don't know, dog. So what did somebody just, what did the listener just tweet say? He would have paid money to see my face talking about that. Because you would, I was like, what the hell are we doing?
Just answering the question.
Like they don't even make weed anymore.
But I also have a question for Abe. Abe, what's your prediction for Florida this year?
Yeah, boy, I wish we were talking Florida basketball, not Florida football. It'd be a little bit better. I think it's going to be a rough go. I know a lot of people think they're going to improve upon last year. I just think that with the schedule they have, 6-7 wins is probably where they're at. You got to remember they shocked Ole Miss in that game. I don't know if that happens again this year. I think you're probably like at 7-5, even if Lagway's outstanding. I think it could still be a building block for next year,
right,
assuming you can find some ground under Napier. I think it's going to be a rough go, Rainey. I think the schedule is incredibly tough again.
I think they're going to be a lot better than they were last year. I think as long as Lagway is healthy.
But does it transfer to wins is the concern.
Yeah, but he's going to be fine as long as he's healthy. He's a damn good player, and he's a force multiplier quarterback.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's why I look at him. He's a force multiplier because of what he does as a complete package at the quarterback position. But, yeah, I think they're going to be better. I think the team is better.
Yeah. I don't know if the record is better, if that makes sense. Yeah. Anthony is in Loganville. What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, guys. Hey, I had a quick question for you. If you could get one former player from each of our home teams for the Braves, Falcons, Hawks, to plug into today's lineup, okay, who would that be? I'm thinking Greg Maddux for me for the Braves.
Okay,
you know, every 4 or 5 days you got a complete game. Before the draft, I was probably thinking of an edge kind of guy, but I think I'm putting Deion on the Falcons, okay, and probably some defensive presence, maybe Mutombo or Kevin Willis or someone inside for the Hawks.
You would put Dominique on there.
Dominique was the easiest one. It was the easy choice. I thought about him, but you know, we'll let Trey do his thing on the outside and get him some help on the inside.
Okay, appreciate it. Falcons wise, of course, Prime would be there, but I'll go Abe.
I'll go
Abe.
Or like just pair like Prime Julio with Drake London would be cool too.
Yeah.
Like,
Prime Julio, But I go Abe. Hawks. I see where you're going with the Mutombo and everything, but I still got Dominique.
Yeah. And like,
Braves. I mean, Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hank Aaron.
I mean, sure. I might go like Prime Craig Kimbrell or Prime Smoltz. Like, they need a closer. Like, I might go the closer route, but the impact there is probably a little less than.
Right.
I mean, yeah. I was trying to think if we had a good enough shortstop that but it just, like, what, Furcal's the best one we got?
Yeah.
Andrelton Simmons. They're just not quite good enough to where it would overseed. It wouldn't be Maddux, though. I don't think the rotation's been bad.
No.
So, for me, it would be either a closer that's legit or, like you said, you're never going wrong with Hank Aaron.
No. First round.
What are we trotting out to left field right now? Put Hank Aaron in left
Hank
field.
Out there. Yeah.
It'll be Profar soon enough.
Isn't he like eligible to go to minor league or something?
I think we're what, 70 games in, something like that.
Don't he get like chance to go rehab? Sorry,
pretty
something?
Soon. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You get him and Nacho together.
Nacho,
call him back up on the same day. You save money on travel, and there you go.
Let's hope so.
By the way, if you missed it, Nacho Alvarez was assigned to AAA Gwinnett to start a rehab, and we'll see if he gets there. Time for takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day every day to wrap up the show.
I've learned something called Desert Formal, which I have no clue what that is. And I learned a little bit more than I wanted to know about the damn Wii.
Fair enough.
Congratulations to the Midday Show with Andy Randy for record ratings in May. June ratings are down. It's 100% Abe's fault.
Yeah, I'll take that on. And unfortunately, at my house, A1 action is not what you think it is.
Yeah. And that's my fault for assuming that.
All right. Tomorrow we'll talk about the Braves, get you set up for this big series against the Mets, but a lot of NBA talk. Is the series OKC's? We'll find out tonight. Game 5, looking forward to it. Coming up next, though, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, stick around. Dukes and Bell coming your way. Also, FIFA Club World Cup just down the road at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That kicks off in just over an hour. Hope everyone has a great Monday. The Midday Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.